弟兄姐妹朋友早安。
Good morning, brothers, sisters, and friends.
为什么我这样左顾右看？
Why am I looking around?
因为在看你们可爱的面孔。
Because you guys are so cute.
看到就很高兴。
He's so happy when he sees everything.
Your lovely faces. 那你们要不要彼此看一下可爱的面孔啊？彼此笑一下啊，打个招呼啊。
Do you want to look around at each other and say hello?
对不对？看到了才可爱，没看到的时候不知道。
You don't know how cute everybody is until you turn around and look at them.
今天早上我一大早来到主日学的时候呢，在那个厨房里面碰到一个姊妹。
I came here early for Sunday school and I ran into a sister in the kitchen.
她在做什么？
What was she doing?
她说她在淘米。
What is 淘米？
她在洗米。
Oh, she's washing. It's a fancy term for washing rice. Okay.
她说的。
She said that phrase.
She has good Chinese. 她是为我们煮中饭在做预备啊。
She's preparing our lunch for us.
看到那姊妹的时候啊，我们两个人看到之后很高兴。
When we saw each other, we were really happy.
在教会里面看见属神的儿女在一起啊，服侍啊，敬拜啊，心里面就是充满着喜乐。
When we see brothers and sisters who are also children of God serving in the church, our hearts are filled with joy.
这不是说因为生活很轻松很舒服，所以呢就很高兴。
We're not happy and joyful because life is easy.
事实上生活和生命里面还挺艰难的。
Life is hard.
但是呢，心中有喜乐。
But there's still joy.
然后呢，有主的人就是有喜乐。
And when you're someone who has Christ, you are someone who has joy.
我从小大概小学的时候呢，就认识了一个人。
I've known someone since I was in elementary school.
小学大概一直到高中左右的时候。
From elementary school until high school.
那这个人呢、啊、
？And this person.
很特别。
It's very unique.
如果你去他家做客。
If you go to this person's house.
你离开了以后，你的钱包总是会轻一点。
After you leave their house, you're going to leave with your wallet a little lighter.
如果他去你家做客。
If this person comes to your house as a guest,
那之后呢，你的钱包也会轻一点。
After they leave, your wallet will also be a little lighter.
因为他喜欢去你的钱包里面拿钱。
Because this person likes to come and take money from your wallet.
换句话说呢，
another way,
他是一个偷你东西的人。
Another way of saying it, they like to steal your things.
那所以呢？他不是我只是说我认识他，不是说他是什么我的好哥们。
I'm not saying we're pals, but I know this person.
那么这个人呢，很有意思，他喜欢偷人的钱。
And he's a very interesting person, or this person is very interesting because.
那渐渐的呢，他就有这个名誉了，坏的名誉啊。
And this person has developed a bad nickname.
那他另外一个特别的地方就是呢。
Another unique quality to this person.
你要抓他。
If you're trying to catch him.
你要指认他去偷你东西。
You're trying to get him to admit that he stole your property.
他绝对不承认。
He will never admit it.
然后呢，他就是扯谎。
And he will lie.
所以这个人呢、啊、
So this person.
他不但偷东西的行为。
Not only do they steal.
他说谎的行为。
They also lie.
他在人认识他的人当中啊
，amongst people who know him，
他有了这样的身份。
This is his identity。
他是一个
，He is a
偷东西的人
，a thief。
他是一个扯谎的人
，He is a liar。
那谁喜欢做一个偷东西的人和扯谎的人呢、啊、
？Who likes to be a thief？
你是一个贼，你是一个不能被信任的人呢、啊、
？Who likes to be a thief and a liar when you're a thief? You are untrustworthy。
但是他因为他做这些事情，而且不断的去做，他就什么得到了一个身份。
But because he does these things and he does them repeatedly, he has acquired an identity for himself.
肯定他不喜欢这个身份。
Now we all know he does not like this identity.
但是他不放弃他的行为。
But he will not stop the behavior that has given him that identity.
但是在人的评价当中，他是一个被人瞧不起的人，而且是要疏远的人，对不对？
In the eyes of man, he is someone that we do not look upon with respect.
你知道有时候啊，父母不自觉的也会落入这样的一个环境当中。
Parents often will do this to their kids without realizing it.
那小孩子回家。
Their child will come home.
今天考试又不理想了。
And they didn't do so well on a test.
那父母怎么讲？
What do your parents say?
啊，你今天考试又成绩这么差。
Well, you failed again at a test.
你这没出息。
You are worthless.
怎么老就考不好啊？
Why can't you ever test well?
你这就是一个成天就是失败的人。
You are a failure.
或者是孩子年纪够大了，给了他一部车去开。
Or when this child is old enough to drive.
那有一天孩子回来了。
And one day this child comes home.
车子开得有点快。
The car was speeding.
所以呢，拿了一张罚单。
So he got a ticket.
那回了家呢，父母怎么说啊？
What do mom and dad say when you get home?
你看你又干了什么事？
Look at you, look at what you've done.
就是不负责任。
You are completely irresponsible.
成天就让我失望。
You are a disappointment.
那你看这些孩子听在他们的耳朵里面。
So when kids hear this from their parents.
不是因为我考试，我考试，我的结果是这个成绩不理想，对不对？
Because I test and my grades are not good.
这是一个行为啊。
That's a behavior.
但是我现在因为这个行为，我从父母那边得到一个身份，是一个没出息的人的身份。
Because of the behavior I have now acquired an identity from my parents.
我的身份变成一个只会失败而不会成功的人。
And my identity is now a person who only fails and will never succeed.
那毕竟我年轻嘛，对不对？所以然后呢，学车也才刚开始学，然后毕竟年轻人动作就快，所以车子开快一点，这就是一个行为。
So you could say when you're young and you're impatient and you haven't driven for so long, you maybe drive a little too fast.
但结果是拿了一张罚单，这个也是行为的后果。
And because of this behavior, you get a ticket because that's just the consequence of it.
但是因为这个行为呢，我却在父母的面前得了一个身份。
But because of this behavior, I have now acquired an identity from my parents.
这个身份就是成不了事的人。
This identity is somebody who is irresponsible.
就是一个让人失望的人。
It's somebody who disappoints others.
因为有时候啊，当我们在教会里面，或者是做基督徒的这个。年日当中
，Sometimes in church as Christians，
我们得到一个概念
，We get a
concept，
就是呢，
因为我犯罪，所以我是罪人。
Because I sin, I am a sinner，
是不是
？Right？
你因为在生活当中言行举止里面犯了罪，所以呢，你是罪人。
Because it is a part of your daily life, you commit sins. Therefore, your identity is that of a sinner.
这个概念呢，一般人也是能够至少了解，不一定接受，但至少了解。
This is a concept that most people understand. They may not like it or accept it, but they understand it.
我做错事。
I do something wrong.
我想坏的事。
I have bad thoughts.
所以呢，我是一个罪人。
Therefore, I am a sinner.
但是我们看圣经怎么说呢？
But let's look at what the Bible says.
你如果有圣经的话，我们一起翻到以弗所书第二章一到三节。
If you have a Bible, please turn it to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 3.
新约的以弗所书。
The book of Ephesians in the New Testament.
Yeah, 第二章一到三节。
Chapter 2, verses 1 to 3.
你们因着自己的过犯和罪恶，原本是死的。那时你们的过犯和罪恶中行事为人，随着时代的潮流，也服从空中掌权的首领，就是现今在悖逆的人身上运行的灵。现在重点在第三节。我们从前也都和他们在一起，怎么样？放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心意所喜好的去行。Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience. Now, verse 3, this is what we're going to put our emphasis on. Among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind.
Yeah, 最后第三节后面说, 这个我们啊, 就是讲到基督徒, 与别人不认识神的人, 原本是一样的, 生来就是什么, 可怒的儿女。
What verse 3 tells us is Christians, like everybody else, when we are born, we are by nature children of wrath.
也就是说我们生出来因为在罪恶当中, 所以呢, 我们在神的面前是神的怒气的对发泄的对象啊。
Because we were born of sin, before God, we were
the object of his wrath.
Object of his wrath.
可是我们现在看第三节里面让我们看见 罪是在哪里？是在我们的肉体和我们的思想当中。
But verse 3 tells us where sin comes from in us. It comes from our flesh and our thoughts.
罪是在人心的欲望和喜好当中。
Sin is in the body and mind of a person.
这个罪事实上是冲刺在人的思想。 在人的意志，在人的感情当中，
sin is in the mind, the will, and heart of a person.
或者我们可以这样子说，人的思想、意志和情感，事实上是被罪败坏的。
Another way of putting it is that our thoughts, our desires, and our affections are all corrupted by sin.
事实上，人，我们整个人呐，整个人的这个人格，从里到外。
Truthfully speaking, as a person, throughout all of us, we are entirely corrupted by sin.
所以因为如此，我们的爱好、我们的欲望、我们的思想，事实上是受的罪的辖制。
Because of this, what the things that we love, what we're interested in, what we want, and what we think, this has all been shot through by sin.
或者可以说是受到罪的破坏。
It's been corrupted by sin.
Yeah, corrupted and damaged, right? By sin. 耶稣在约翰福音3章19节，他这样说：“光就是讲到自己，光来到世界上，但是世人却因为自己的行为邪恶，不会去爱那个光，反而要去爱那黑暗，不去爱公义真理，反而要去爱罪恶。”
Jesus said in John 3:19, and this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than the light because their works were evil.
所以罪事实上在不但是我们自己个人上面影响很深。
Sin doesn't just impact us deeply.
事实上比我们认为它的影响更深。
It's actually a deeper rooted problem than we even suspected.
不但影响我个人,
it doesn't just affect yourself, myself.
影响全人类,
it affects everybody.
不但是影响今天人类的世界, 那整个人类的历史里面充斥的就是罪恶的黑暗的影响。
It doesn't just impact us in our lives today, but it impacts everybody throughout human history.
因为我们犯了罪，所以我们是罪人。
Because we sinned, we are sinners.
但是同时，
at the same time,
因为我们是罪人，所以我们会犯罪。
We are sinners, therefore we sin.
因为我们犯罪而成为罪人，这个我们可能都了解，我们也至少观念上面，或甚至我们接受。
We may grasp the concept that we are sinners because we sin.
但是事实上，以弗所书第二章这里就让我们看见了。But
what Ephesians chapter 2 tells us,
犯罪的背后是有原因的。There
is a reason why we sin.
为什么人会犯罪呢？
Why do people sin?
答案就是，
The answer is,
我会犯罪，因为我是罪人。I
sin because I am a sinner.
我们在我们人出生的时候，我们的本性 就是带着一个会犯罪的本性。
When we are born, we are all born with a nature that sins.
你可能不喜欢听这样的话。
You might not like this concept.
事实上，对自己稍微有一点这个怎么讲？对自己稍微有一点自我价值观的人都不喜欢听这个。
People who have some pride and who put some value in themselves don't like hearing that they are born sinners.
你可能不喜欢听这样的一个观念。
You probably don't like this concept.
你可能不愿意接受这样子的观念。
You may not want to accept
this. 你可能不愿意承认这样子的观念。
You may not want to admit this.
但是这是事实。
But this is a fact.
我们如果对自己诚实的话，
If we are truthful to ourselves,
我们知道这是事实。
We know this is the truth.
不管你喜不喜欢，或者是你不管你喜不喜欢这样的一个事实
，Whether or not you like this fact，
它是客观的事实。
This is objectively the truth。
这不是一个哲学里面一个争议的一个议题。
This is not theoretical。
它是事实。
It is the truth。
人的本性就是一个制造罪的。一个工厂。
Our human natures are a factory that produces sin.
你知道，就像那个黑心的工厂啊。
Like a polluting factory.
那个它制造，它要制造生产出来的就是那个什么污染破坏环境的工厂。
What is produced by this factory is one that causes endless pollution, and destruction.
人的思想意念。心里面所想的，事实上这一切都是什么？受到罪的欲望影响。
The human mind, heart, and will continues to produce sinful cravings, desires, and thoughts.
对，所以我们这个因为罪在我们的灵魂的深处在做这个制造的工作，所以它制造出来的就是有罪恶的思想，有罪恶的欲望。有罪恶的这个意念
，because our human natures is a factory that produces sin. It produces lots of sinful thoughts and actions and desires on our part.
你知道罪的问题不是说你在墙壁上面看到几个黑点，然后你要去把它盖起来。
The problem of sin isn't just seeing a couple of black dots that mar a wall that you want to cover up.
那罪的问题是那个黑点是因为里面有霉。
Sin.The problem with sin is like mold. The black dots are only the surface of what you see.
这个霉在后面，它是有生命的，它是不断的制造、不断的繁殖、不断的长成的。
The mold that lives on the wall, like sin, is a living thing that spreads and it grows.
那这个罪在你的生命里面。
And sin in your life.
但这个罪也在我的生命里面啊。
Sin is also in my life.
这个罪在所有的人类。的生命里面
This sin is in all of our lives.
这就为什么主耶稣基督他在马可福音七章二十一、二十二节这里面他说啊，因为从里面，就是从人的心里发出恶念、淫乱、偷盗、凶杀、奸淫、贪心、邪恶、诡诈。放荡、嫉妒、毁谤、骄傲、欲望。
This is why Jesus said in Mark chapter 7, verses 21 to 22, For from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness.
当我们在神的话面前的时候
，When we're reading God's word，
因为神是充满的智慧
，Because God is full of wisdom，
因为他是充满的真理
，He's full of knowledge，
但是他是充满的爱
，But He's also full of love。
所以当他对我们说话的时候，弟兄姐妹，我们首要的反应不是这个不是我。
So when God speaks to us, we shouldn't have a knee-jerk reaction of saying this is not me。
这是别人，好不好？
He's talking about somebody else.
什么啊？邪念、恶念、淫乱、偷盗、凶杀、嫉妒、放荡、开玩笑，我哪是这样的人
？I mean, look at this. Evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. I am not this person.
你要记得，如果我说你是这样的人，你可以说我不是。
Now, if I'm telling you that this is you, you can say, yeah, no.
但是如果神说你是这样的人，你要想说为什么神这样说。
If God's telling you that this is who and what you are, you should think about why God is saying this.
我不是这样的人。It's not that I'm not this person. 两个负面的都永远没人听得懂。好，我们换一个正面的方法讲。我就是这样的人。
This is what I am.
只是可能程度上面不同而已。
Maybe we're just talking about degrees.
那个程度很厉害的人啊，他现在在监牢里面。
Now, somebody who has all of these to a very severe degree, they're probably in jail.
是不是？我小时候认识的那个人。
The, you know, the person I knew as a kid.
他现在没朋友了。
He has no friends now.
是不是？我还有朋友啊。
I still have friends.
我没有坐到监牢里啊。
I'm not in jail.
那只是因为我没被抓到而已，我没被发现。
That's just because I haven't been caught before.
我是这样的人。
This is who I am.
我不一定有这个行为。
I may not have these actions.
可是我有这个意念和想法。
But I have these thoughts and desires.
从我的里面出来。
And it comes from within me.
那我不喜欢。
I don't like it.
那人一般就是我控制嘛，至少我不让人发现，或者我不行出来。
For most people, we want to control this. We don't want people to discover that we have these thoughts.
为什么我们做人总是喜欢去看小看别人，或者是贬低别人？
Why do we as people like to belittle others?
为什么我总有好像是永远满足不完、永远满足不了的欲望？
Why do we have insatiable wants and things that we desire?
为什么我总有这个需求，就是我要别人承认，或者我要自己对我说，我是一个很重要的人？
Why do we seek validation from others about how great we are?
这些东西从哪来的？
Where do these come from?
这不是因为我们的环境，这不是我们外在的环境的影响。
This is not a problem with our environment and with what surrounds us.
这是从我们里面出来的。
The problem comes from within us.
罪是从我们里面出来的。
Sin comes from within us.
因为我们这个有罪的这个心中制造出来这样子罪的欲望。
Because we have sin.That's why we have sinful desires.
Yeah, out of that sinful heart that we have these sinful craving and desires. 那我们说，因为我们犯了罪，所以我们是罪人。
So when we say we sin because, therefore
we're sinners. 但是我们现在了解了，原来我们犯罪是因为我是罪人。
We now understand that the reason we sin is because we are sinners.
那我要问啊。我们在做基督是基督徒的。
Now I'm going to ask, what about those of us who are Christian?
或者说我们是那真正的信了耶稣蒙恩得救的人。
Those who are true believers and who have received salvation from our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们是不是还是罪人呢？
Are we still sinners when we have been saved?
那伟大的使徒保罗新约圣经大部分这个大半书写的作者保罗
，Even the great apostle Paul, who wrote a large portion of the New Testament,
他怎么说啊
？What did he say？
他在罗马书第七章第十九节，他这样说
：As he says in Romans chapter 7 verse 19，
我愿意去行的善，我没有去行；但是我不愿意去做的恶，我倒去做了。
For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing.
我们都很敬重、尊重的使徒约翰也是这样写。
And the esteemed apostle Paul wrote.
约翰一书一章八节。
In 1 John chapter 1 verse 8.
我们若说自己没有罪，那就是自欺。
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves.
真理就不在我的里面了。
And the truth is not in us.
所以你如果是基督徒
，If you are a Christian，
那你说我是一个追求、追随基督的人
，And you're someone who follows and pursues Christ，
你是罪人吗
Are you still a sinner?
换句话说，你我的身份仍然是会犯罪的罪人吗？
Are our identity still a sinner who sins?
你看，虽然啊，保罗是这么的清楚的，而且这么敞开的表态，承认他自己里面有这个什么罪恶。
Now you see, even though our apostle Paul openly admits that he's someone who does evil and is full of sin,
他不但是心里面有罪恶，他去行的就是罪。
That not only does he have sin in his heart, but he also acts on it.
对，但是他却在神的面前是满心的欢喜。
But he is still full of joy before the Lord.
因为他知道神没有把他当成一个罪犯对待。
Because he knows that God does not consider him an evil person.
你看他在罗马书七章的时候那样子讲，可是第八章第一节的时候他怎么说
？Despite his lament in Romans chapter 7,
我们一起读好不好？中文先读，然后英文一起读。这是神的话。
Let's read Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 1. Let's read together first in Chinese and in English.
好，一起。所以现在那些在基督耶稣里的人就不被定罪了。
Let's read together in English, Romans chapter 8, verse 1.
There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
Amen. 你看这是何等奇妙的一个宣告。
Isn't this amazing?
这是一个自由释放的宣告啊。
This is a
proclamation of freedom, right? 这就是我们那不可想象、不可明白，却是这么的奇妙，而且是让人这么兴奋的福音。
This is an incomprehensible, amazing, and exhilarating good news of the gospel.
这是我们听见了就知道是好的消息啊。
This is something we know is amazing when we hear it.
对一个信耶稣、跟随耶稣的人来说
，For somebody who believes in Jesus, who follows Jesus,
今天我们的身份不再是因为我做什么，或者是我的为人。
Our identities are no longer based on what we've done, who we are, who we were.
今天信主的人，追随耶稣的人
，Today for those who believe in the Lord Jesus and who follow Him,
我们的身份是因为耶稣所做的，是因为耶稣的为人。
Our identities are now based on who Jesus is and what He has done.
一个基督徒的身份。
The identity of a Christian.
又可以说是一个我们在基督里所拥有的身份。
Can say that our identity is the one that we have in Christ.
我们的身份是一个在基督里的身份。
Our Christian identity is our identity in Christ.
那么，作为一个基督徒，最核心的意义，就是我们因为在基督里，我们得到了一个新的、崭新的身份。
At the heart of what it means to be a Christian, it is to receive a new identity.
而这个身份是因着耶稣基督而得来的。
And we receive this from our Lord Jesus Christ.
在基督里，我们不是失去真正的自我。
In Christ, we do not lose our true selves.
而是在基督里，我们能够成为真正的自我。
But we become our true selves.
一个真正的人
，a person，
一个真正的人，a real person， a person as this life， as your life is intended to be。我所谓真正的人，真正的自我是，就是我们做人呐、啊，要讲到人的生命能够得到真正的这个生命的呈现。What I mean by a real person is that the person is able to fulfill the fullness of what life is. 一个真正的自我是什么？是一个带着神荣耀的形象的人。
What is a real person? It is one who is one who bears the image of God.
是一个在生命当中一定是充满了喜乐，充满了盼望。
This is someone who in life is filled with hope, enjoy.
在我每日生活当中，就算是我的忙碌和辛苦当中，我心里面是满足的。
That despite busyness and stresses and burdens of life, you are fulfilled in your heart.
我喜欢我的工作。
I like my job.
因为我在我的生命当中，我有生命的意义，我知道生命的目标。
I like my job because I know my purpose and my goals in life.
我知道我在这个创造宇宙万物的君王之前，我是得到他的喜悦的。
I know that I enjoy the favor of the King who is the Lord of all creation.
在基督里。
In Christ.
我知道我的生命在神的面前，永生神的面前，永远是得他喜悦的。
I know that my life before our Lord Jesus is one that enjoys his favor.
你知道，作为一个基督徒啊，
Being a Christian,
这是我们的身份。
This is our identity.
这个是在基督里的身份。
This is our identity in Christ.
那一个在那我想我们当中有还不信耶稣的人。
Among us, we probably have people who do not believe in Jesus.
我怎么样能够在基督里呢？
Who wonder how can I be in Jesus?
我怎么样才能够了解生命的意义和目的？
How can I understand the goal and purpose of life?
我要如何才能够真正的靠着信心，然后在我的生命当中得到满足？
How can I, with faith, be fulfilled in my life?
我怎么样才能够知道，在这个创造宇宙万物的公义的真神的面前，我不会受到他的惩治或者苛责或刑罚，反而我得到是他的恩典和他的爱和他的祝福？
How can I, before the Lord of all creation, instead of receiving his judgment and his wrath and his anger, instead receive his favor and his grace?
我要怎么样能够在基督里啊？
How can I be in Christ?
就是要来认识耶稣。
You have to know Jesus.
要认识耶稣在你的生命当中，他是如何的爱你、拯救你。
You have to come to know that how in your life Jesus has come to save you.
怎么样在你自己怎么翻也翻不出来的罪恶当中，神借着耶稣拯救了你。
That how in your life, no matter how you cannot escape from your sinful nature, Jesus has come to save you from it.
神的要求不是你行为的改变。
God does not ask for you to change your behavior.
因为他知道我们改变不了。
Because he knows we can't change.
但是神说，我来到世上成为人的样式，然后我为你的罪付上了罪的代价。
Instead, God says, I've come to earth in the form of a man and I paid the ultimate price for your sin.
因为罪的代价是生命的死亡。
Because the price of sin is death.
所以神的儿子耶稣来到世上，为你的罪，为我的罪，他受死。
So, the Son of God came to earth to die for your sin and for my sin.
然后他死了之后，第三天从死里复活，所以他能够将他复活的、有能力的、光明的生命，能够因着我们的信赐给我们。
And after he died, he rose on the third day so that he can then give his life to us.
你要在基督里
，in Christ，
就是接受主耶稣基督的救恩。
To be in Christ, you have to accept His salvation.
罗马书十章九和十节就是说，你心里面你要承认耶稣是主。
In Romans chapter 10 verses 9 and 10, he says,
承认耶稣是主。
You admit that Jesus is Christ.
然后知道他从死里复活。
Know that He rose from the dead.
都是为了你。
And it's all for you.
而你的生命就是在基督里的生命。
And your life is life in Christ.
那我们来到神的面前，我们就知道我们不再是那可怒之子。
When we come before Christ, we know we're not sad and pitiful.
Yeah, and we're not the object of God's wrath because of our sins. 我们是恩典之子。
We are children that have His favor.
We're children of His grace.然后我们不再是他责骂、惩罚的对象。
We are no longer the object of his anger and punishment.
因为他把他的眼光从你我的身上转移到耶稣的身上。
Because he moves his gaze from our sin to that of our Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣的圣洁。
The holiness of Jesus.
耶稣的无罪。
The lack of sin of
sinlessness
of Christ.
对不对？耶稣的美好。
The perfection of Christ.
今天成为了你我的身份。
All of those qualities of our Lord Jesus Christ are given to us.
这个叫做在基督里。
That's what it means to be in Christ.
这个叫做成为基督徒。
That's what it means to be a Christian.
这个叫做成为神的儿女。
That's what it means to be a child of God.
这个叫做一个跟随耶稣的人。
That's what it means to be a follower of Christ.
好吧，那么一个在基督里的人。
For someone in Christ,
他的生活和他的生命会有什么特质呢？
What is unusual about this person's life?
Or what marks? What are the marks or characteristics of someone whose identity is in Christ? 第一
，Number one，
第一最重要的，一个在基督里的人，他会有一个崭新生命的气象。
First and foremost, there is a newness of life.
你看哥林多后书五章十七节
，In Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17，
我们一起来读神的话。
Let's read it together。
如果有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已经过去，你看都变成新的了。All right, short verse. Let's read God's word together.
Read it in English.
Yeah.
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come.
在基督里，我们所得到的是一个崭新的身份。
In Christ, we have a new identity.
那这个崭新的身份所带来的是一个崭新生命的呈现。
And what it brings along with this, what comes along with this new identity is a new life.
是不是？刘长老上周也跟我们分享。
Pastor Alex said last week,
我们的身份指引我们的行为啊。Our identity, right, is what shapes our behavior. 那既然我们新的身份是在基督里，我们在生活上面，我们生命的呈现就是有一个新生命的样式。
If our new identity is in Christ, and our life should be have new characteristics.
这个新生命的样式，不但是你自己可以察觉，你周遭的人同样能够察觉的。
The newness of this life isn't just something that you can see; it should be something that those around us can see.
一个察觉不到的东西，虚无缥缈，谁能说有没有？
If it's something that no one can comprehend or see, does it even exist?
你相信有并不代表你有啊。
Just because you believe it's there doesn't mean it is.
我相信有，我也不知道我有没有啊。
Just because I believe I have a new life,
所以我要能够自己能够意识到有改变，不是自我欺骗，而是我自己意识到我有新的生命的改变。
I have to be truthful to myself and actually see change in myself.
但是我自己认为我有改变。我不能明确的知道有没有啊，那要看旁边的人有没有说我也看到你的改变了。
Well, just because I think I see change in my life doesn't mean that those around me can actually see it.
你知道一个在基督里的人，你会对他有一种观察或观察或你会感受到他生命的不同。
For someone who is actually in Christ, you will see differences in their life.
这个是必然的。
This is unavoidable.
这是在他的言行举止。你可以察觉到
，and you can see this in how they act and how they talk.
这是在你跟他在一起的时候，你就可以感觉得到。
This is something you can clearly see when you're with them.
一个在基督里的人，这个新生命一定是要是实在的。
For somebody who has a new life in Christ, it has to be real.
甚至我们可以说是有证据的。
It's something that we can see evidence of.
可以观察到的证据。
It's observable.
就像一个人他是在世界里的或属世界的一样，你是可以感觉得到，你观察得到的。
Just like when you have someone who is of the world, you can easily observe certain characteristics and qualities.
是不是？是世俗的 意念和欲望在指使他生命的方向。
You see how the world's desires and values shape their life.
Yeah, or shape their life and the direction they're pursuing. 还是他是因为神的旨意，然后呢，神的形象和神的话语在做他人生道路的方向和抉择。
Or are they pursuing Jesus and therefore their behavior and their thoughts and the direction of their lives is pointed towards God?
这是察觉得到的。
This is something we can observe.
不是察觉不到的。
It's not something we can't see.
这不是需要别人来对你说的，你自己知道的。
It's not something you need someone to inform you of. You can tell yourself.
我记得有一次
，I remember once.
啊，参加一个婚礼。
I was at a wedding.
那婚礼很漂亮，是在室外，在一个什么古旧的城堡的花园里面。
It was a really pretty outdoor wedding in the garden of an ancient castle.
那那个新人呐、啊，他们就是新郎新娘，他们就预备了，因为知道亲朋好友会送卡、啊、送礼金啊、送红包啊。
Because the bride and groom knew that they would be receiving cards and gifts, they prepared.
那所以呢，他们就预备了一个很美丽、很精致的一个装这些礼金的这个东西。
So they prepared a very pretty receptacle for their gifts.
但他们不是用一个盒子。
But they weren't using a box.
他们用了一个很漂亮的金色的一个很精致的一个鸟笼。
They instead of just a box, they used a really pretty gold bird cage.
因为鸟笼好用啊。
It's very useful.
那个红包和卡片你就从那个缝这样扔进去，对不对？
It was very easy to use. You can just slide your cards and red envelopes through the bars.
上了锁。
So it has a little door with a lock.
所以人进不去啊，不能拿你的钱啊。
So people can't reach their hands into the birdcage to steal their gifts.
会里几百人啊。
There are hundreds of people.
你也不知道到底来的人是你的亲朋好友还是路边的人，不知道。
So there's so many people there, you don't know if they're actually your friends or strangers.
你也不知道有没有一个像我小时候认识的那个人。
And you wouldn't know amongst the hundreds of people who are there if your friends or family has any thieves in there.
那我经过那个放鸟笼的桌子的时候，我就发现那个鸟笼旁边，我说鸟笼礼金盒旁边没有人看。
And when I walked by, I noticed that there's no one standing around to observe the gift birdcage.
呀，一般在这个东西的旁边一定，对不对？要放保安呢。
Usually at a wedding, there's someone standing by the gift table.
很多人婚礼的时候花很多钱，可是礼金拿回来的赚一笔。
Even though people spend a lot of money on their wedding, they usually might make a lot of money from their gifts.
那我就听到隔壁啊，有一位，我就尊重他称为伯父吧。
Well, I heard by me somebody who I'm going to refer to as an uncle.
他就开始讲话了。
He started talking.
这个怎么这样子放鸟笼里啊
？Why would you put this in a bird cage？
那鸟笼的缝那么大，手指头一伸，那东西通通拿出来，我拿。他就去看怎么样能够不开那个鸟笼的门，他就把那个红包什么，那个卡片全部都用手指头这样一个抽出来。
He didn't like how it was just inside a bird cage. He goes, "Let me show you how this can be easily stolen." So using his fingers, he reached through the bars to take out all the red envelopes.
我心里面那时候有一个意念啊。
So I had a thought at that time.
你知道我年轻的时候，或者我小的时候
，When I was a child，
我就会想到能够这样子。
I would think that's something I want to do.
然后呢，甚至不是只是去想，我还去试试看。
Not only would I think about doing it, I would try it.
那还会成功。
And I would be successful.
可是我就发觉，我那回我说。怎么这位伯父所讲的话，我连想都没有想。
And it occurred to me at that time that the words that I heard from this uncle were not even thoughts that occurred to me.
他当然最后是把那些东西放回去，他的目的不是在偷，但是他想到了人会去偷。
Now he did put everything back because the purpose of this wasn't to actually steal someone's wedding gifts, but he had the thought that somebody would want to steal it.
但是我发现了这个，我从小我就觉得自己很聪明，自己对很多事情了解，然后我可以在神不知鬼不觉之下，可以做很多的坏事的这个思想已经不在我的脑海里面。
But all the thoughts that I had as a kid, all the impulses and plans and plotting and strategy that I had as a kid, all of a sudden, those thoughts were gone.
Yeah, all the cleverness, but sinful cleverness, right? 是带着罪恶的聪明啊。
The cleverness that Pastor James had from sin has been obliterated, and his heart is now full of gratitude. Because I know that this is not an overnight
transformation.
We know that this is because in pursuit of Christ, based on his teachings and in following him, my heart has slowly been transformed by God. Before I had an identity of sin.
所以有一个罪的什么罪性。
So therefore, I had a sinful nature.
但是今天因为耶稣基督那个罪的那个思想，那个罪的那种性情，已经什么被神的拯救，被耶稣的救恩已经洗净了。But
because of our Lord Jesus Christ, because of my salvation in Him, all the sinful cravings and thoughts I had based on my human nature has been wiped away by the blood of our Lord Jesus.
As
I'm standing there next to the wedding birdcage receptacle, nobody could see the change in me, but I was aware of the change in me.
如果我们的身份是在基督里,
If our identity is in Christ, then our lives should very naturally reflect Jesus.
基督徒的基督徒这个名词，这个身份，它的意思本来就是什么？基督的门徒。
What does the word a Christian mean? It means a follower of Christ.
是一个跟随耶稣的人，是一个学习耶稣的人，是一个在耶稣的面前能够成长成熟的人啊。
Christian literally means someone who follows Christ, someone who listens to Christ, someone who pursues Christ, who sits at his feet to learn.
第二，一个在基督里的人，他的特质是什么？
Secondly, in our new identity in Christ,
就是我们不再做罪的奴仆。
Another characteristic is that we are no longer slaves to sin,
而是成为义的奴仆。
But we are slaves to righteousness.
罗马书第六章第六节。
In Romans chapter 6, verse 6, and then verses 17 to 18.
同样的，我们来读，我们慢慢的读，所以一面读，我们一面能够吸收神的话语。
Let's read this together, but slowly, so we can absorb God's words together.
好，我们一起读中文。我们知道，我们的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架，使罪身丧失机能，使我们不再做罪的奴仆。感谢神。 你们虽然做过罪的奴仆，现在却从心里顺从了传授给你们的教义的规范。你们既然从罪里得了释放，就做了义的奴仆。Let's
read Romans chapter 6, verse 6 and 7, verses 17 to 18 together in English.
We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing. So that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. But thanks be to God that you who were once slaves to sin have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching to which you were committed, and having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness. Brothers and sisters, nobody likes to be a slave. 因为奴隶身，这个叫做什么？身不由自主。
You are born without freedom.
Yeah. When you're nobody wants to be a slave because slave means you have no control, right? Over your life.
Before we have been saved by our Lord Jesus, we have no choice. We are slaves to sin.
我们是有人格的人，所以我们会挣扎。Now
we are people with morals, so we do struggle.
我们想要挣脱。We
would like to not sin.
但是挣脱不了。
But we can't escape from it.
所以才苦。
and that's why it's difficult.
因为我们不得不在罪的面前受到他的辖制啊。
Because it's inevitable that we would be
受到他的控制。
Controlled by sin.
然后 be limited, right? 受到他的控制，受到他的约束。
We would be limited and controlled by sin.
但是弟兄姐妹，今天我们因着主耶稣基督，因为在基督里，我们做了义的奴仆。
But because of our Lord Jesus Christ, we are now slaves to righteousness.
我们成为了圣洁的奴仆。
We are slaves to holiness.
我们成为了善良的奴仆。
We are slaves to kindness.
这观念不一样啊。
This is a completely different concept.
那我现在变成身不由自主的去做好事啊。
So that means I have no control other than to do good things.
我现在身不由自主的就是有一个光明的形象。
So I do good things.
我现在 I can't control myself, but I want things of the light. 我身不由自主的就是要能够荣耀神。
I can't control myself except to praise God.
我身不由自主，我就要讲诚实话。
Without any control, I want to speak truthfully.
我身不由自主的，我就是不是自私，我反而去想到别人的需要。
Without me being in control of it, I am no longer selfish, but I think of others.
我身不由自主的不向人发怒，然后呢，我心里面没有那个罪恶、邪恶的思想和行为。
I now no longer have outbursts of anger towards others or have sinful thoughts.
I can't help myself. I can't help myself, but not to say mean things. I can't help myself, but not to be angry at somebody. 是不是？我身不由自主的，就是我家里人。Yeah, I can't control myself but to love people. That because you're now slaves to righteousness, right?
Sure.
You're slave. You're controlled. 你现在是成为罪的奴隶。你不能控制自己而去做公义、属神、属基督、属爱的事情。
You can't help but to think and do things of God, perform acts of love.
我们不要做奴仆。
We don't want to be slaves.
但是我们要做最义的奴仆啊。
But we want to be slaves to righteousness.
神的恩典在我们身上做工。
God's grace works in our hearts.
主耶稣基督的生命在我们的里面流露。
God's life dwells in us.
我成为了神的公义、怜悯和恩典的奴仆。
I have now become a slave to God's righteousness and grace.
弟兄姐妹，这个不能只停留在我们对圣经或神学观念的认识。
This cannot be.
This cannot be. This cannot be kept within a doctrinal understanding or just a biblical teaching. Okay. 这个观念不能只存留在我对圣经的理解和我在神学观念的认识。
This cannot be limited to just a head knowledge about the Word of God.
这个你要在你的生活当中，你的生命里面，你的每时每刻，你要能够展现出来。
This must be lived out in your life.
你在夫妻的应对当中。
In the relationship between spouses.
你是罪的奴仆，你是义的奴仆。
Are you a slave to sin or a slave to righteousness?
你讲的话是充满着恩典，你还是充满着嫉妒和这个恨怒。
Are your words filled with grace or filled with jealousy and hate?
你知道你那个时候是罪的奴仆，是义的奴仆。
You know if you are a slave to sin or righteousness.
但是你如果记得你是在基督里，你怎么可能成为罪的奴仆呢？
But if you remember that you are in Christ, how can you possibly be a slave to sin?
你对你孩子的态度。
How you treat your children.
当我们爱孩子，我们要把孩子带到教会的时候，说到教会里面的孩子就不会学坏。
When we believe in Christ, we want to bring our kids to church so they won't learn bad things in church.
当我们孩子说读圣经，爱耶稣，赶快去受洗。
We want our kids to know Jesus, read the Bible, and be baptized.
可是孩子一转眼就想，你是罪的奴仆还是义的奴仆啊？
But will your kids look at you? Will your kids look at you and wonder if you are a slave to sin or righteousness?
那每次去看电影的时候，明明应该买全票，可是呢，就骗人家买半票。
When you go to the movies, you know you should pay full price, but instead you're paying half price.
对不对？我十六岁了，应该买全票。可是我个子矮，所以爸爸就跟我说买半票就好了。
I may be 16, but because I'm short, my dad tells me to buy a child's ticket.
那是罪的奴仆还是义的奴仆啊？ 聪明人，这是聪明人。
Are you now a slave to sin or a slave to righteousness, or are you just smart?
你在罪里面的聪明啊。
You are being clever in sin.
那爸妈老叫我不要生气，不要动怒，然后嘴巴讲话要负责任。
Mom and dad keep telling me to watch what I say.
对不对？讲话的时候要尊重人。
When you speak, you need to speak respectfully.
那为什么我看到我老爸、我老妈讲话的时候，他们就可以毫无控制的情绪化的发怒，然后发泄，然后讲的话，就是你这没出息的，然后呢，就好像对我的伤害是无所谓了。How
come when they tell me to speak to others respectfully, I see my parents speak in anger, using harsh words and saying things? Like telling me I'm a failure and a disappointment that hurt me, but they don't seem to care.
父母跟我说，神最重要，耶稣最重要，救恩最重要。
Our parents tell us that salvation is the most important. Jesus is the most important.
但是如果要工作，要赚钱，有别的东西，朋友来了，有好吃的，那我可以这次不去，我不去教会，我不读圣经，然后呢，我的样子就跟不信的人一样。
However, when we have friends coming, when we have work opportunities, when we have an opportunity to eat something good or do something fun, we can blow over church for that.
明天要考试了，可以不用去教会，可以不用服侍了。Well,
because we have a test tomorrow, that means you don't have to go to church and serve.
那孩子可以想啊。So
then, as a child, you wonder.
你这是属世的人呢，你还是属神的人呢？
Are you someone who is of the world or someone who is of God? I don't know what it means to be a Christian. Because it looks like things of the world are more important. This isn't to say that if you actually do have a test tomorrow, you have work, you can't make arrangements.
我是说，当孩子在家中看你这个做基督徒的父母在做决定的时候，在帮他们做决定的时候，他们看见的是一个真正有在基督里有神样式的人，还是一个就是跟属世的人一样追求世界上面的事情，然后甚至是在人的私欲和罪恶当中所做的决定呢？
What I'm saying is, when your children are watching you make decisions about their lives, are you putting a priority on things of God, or are you placing your priorities on things of the world, making you no different than everybody else who isn't a follower of Christ? If you are truly in Christ Jesus, you have been crucified on the cross, on the cross with him. You've been set free from sin. You are now a slave to righteousness.
我在生活当中，生命里面一定会做牺牲。
I will make sacrifices in my life.
我会为我的老婆做牺牲，她不是我老婆，我老婆在那边。
He would make sacrifices for his wife Cindy, who's sitting over there.
我可以为我的姊妹做牺牲。
He could make sacrifices for his sister.
对不对？ 我当然我会为我的孩子做牺牲。
He would make sacrifices for his children.
甚至我为我的工作，我为我的老板，我做牺牲。
I would even sacrifice for my work and my supervisor.
因为价值很高，因为我很注重。 I make sacrifices, right? Because these are extremely valuable to me. 你在什么事情上面为基督牺牲?
What do you sacrifice for Jesus?
时间、金钱。
Time and money.
就这两样。
These two things.
时间、金钱和自己的欲望。
Time, money, and your own desires.
一个在基督里的人,
One who is in our Lord Jesus.
做罪的奴仆是一个释放的生命。
One who is a slave to sin.
One who is a slave to righteousness is actually a life of freedom. 因为你不受这世俗上面其他事情的规范左右。
Because you're no longer chained by all these other considerations.
一个在基督里的人，我们要做义的奴仆，而不是罪的奴仆。As
a Christian, we must be a slave to righteousness and not sin.
好，第三，一个在基督里身份的人的特质是什么呢？
Thirdly,
事实上跟刚刚那个有相关联的啊。What
marks someone whose identity in Christ is actually very similar.
就是在生活当中 你知道吗？生活就是言语行为。
It's how we are seen in our lives, our actions.
不是你这个内在人看不见的生命，是你的生活。
It's not the life inside you that no one can see, but how you live your life.
是你早上起来呼吸的第一口气，到你晚上睡觉闭了眼，中间的这个生活。
It's the life that you live from the moment you wake up in the morning until you close your eyes at night.
你是在你的生活当中啊，让人、让自己、让旁边的人能够看见，耶稣是我的主，耶稣是我的王。
It's in this life that those around you can see that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior.
因为我在基督里啊。
Because I am in Christ.
他是我的主，他是我的王，他遮盖我。
Because he is our my Lord, he covers me.
他的恩典对对他的祝福要遮盖我，我要。
His blessings cover me.
可是他的恩典遮盖我。
But his grace also covers me.
他的主权遮盖我。
His power is over me.
His power and his authority in my life is evidently seen by all, including myself. 那如果基督是我的主。
And if Jesus is my Lord,
我想我们自己问这个问题：如果或既然基督是我的主，如果你承认耶稣是你的主啊
，If Jesus is my Lord,
不要讲我们
，Not to say us，
我们就分散责任，对不对
？Spread the responsibility,
就是我
me。
如果耶稣是我的主
，If Jesus is my Lord,
如果耶稣是我的王
，If Jesus is my King。
那人应该看见什么
？What should people see？
第一就是我是跟随耶稣的。
They should see that I'm someone who follows Jesus。
你看，耶稣说：“我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟随我。”
As Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me."
你只要是羊，一定会有一个牧人。
If you are a sheep, you have a shepherd.
因为没有牧人的羊是会死掉的。
A sheep without a shepherd will die.
你要不然被野兽吃掉。
You'll be eaten by a beast.
要不然你有没有在 YouTube 上面看过
？Have you seen that on YouTube?
那个在野的羊。
A sheep in the wilderness.
野的羊是他们的羊毛是不断的长，长到把他们压死。
There.
你知道这是事实啊。
Their wool gets so heavy and thick without someone to take care of them that it actually crushes them to death.
这是我看 YouTube 学到的。
That's something we learn from YouTube.
所以他们要救那个羊，他们第一步是要把他那个又厚又脏又重的那个羊毛要削掉。你削掉以后，你就发现那个羊根本是完全不健康，就在濒临死亡的边缘呢。
And when you get a hold of a sheep like this, you shear them and remove all that lamb's wool from them, and you realize that they're sickly.
在基督里的人是跟随耶稣的人，因为他是我的牧人。
As a Christian, you follow Jesus because he is your shepherd.
如果主耶稣是我的主，是我的王，我们就会看见。
If our Lord Jesus Christ is our King,
我是爱我的弟兄的。
Then you will see that I'm someone who loves my brothers.
我是爱我的姐妹的。
I love my sisters.
这个不是只讲到你信徒 ，OK？
We're not just talking about believers.
这个讲到你爱的呈现呢，更重要的是在你自己的家里面。
This isn't limited just to brothers and sisters in church. This also includes those in your family.
你在教会里面，你爱我，尊重我。
You can love me and respect me in church.
很好啊。
That's great.
毕竟我还是一个家里外面的人呢。
But I'm still outside the family.
那为什么你转头回家了，那个爱就不见了呢
？How come when you go home, that love that you display at church is no longer there?
为什么你应该最爱的人，反而是你讲话最难听的这对象呢
？Why is it the person you're supposed to love the most is the one that you speak to the most harshly?
你对我生气的时候，你不对我大吼大叫，因为你用爱在教会里面跟我相对。
When you are mad at me, you don't yell and scream at me. Instead, you speak to me with love in church.
可是你到了家里面的时候。哎，奇怪，为什么看到老婆，看到孩子，你的那个就没有爱了呢？为什么讲出来的话就那么的恶心，那么的可恶，那么的伤害人
？How come when you go home then, when you speak to your wife or your children, you can speak so harshly and cruelly, and be so hurtful to somebody?
我宁可你在家里外面对人凶。
I would rather you speak harshly to someone outside the home.
宁可在外面的人跟你没不相干的人，这个讲那个。 恶心伤害人这个严重的话，那你回家的时候轻声细语的用爱去包容你的家里面的人。
I would rather you use your harsh and derogatory and hurtful language outside the home to people that you don't have to live with. But when you do go home, speak with love to those in your family.
神的话怎么说？
What does God say?
我们因为爱弟兄，就知道我们已经出死入生了。不爱弟兄的，仍然在死亡当中啊。
We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers. Whoever does not love abides in death.
你的生命当中有爱的呈现。
Your life should show love.
再来我们看，如果耶稣是我的主，他是我的王，那怎么样？能够看见的就是我会遵行天父的旨意。
If Lord Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, what should you see in my life? I'm someone who will do the will of God.
主耶稣基督说，凡遵行我天父旨意的人，这个人就是我的弟兄，这个人就是我的姐妹，就是我的母亲了，就是我的家人了。
As our Lord Jesus said, for whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother.
神的旨意在圣经里面。
Our God's will is in the Bible.
我们学习遵行。
We must learn to obey.
然后在祷告当中，圣灵引领我们、指引我们的时候，当我们有挣扎、走世界、走神的道路的时候，我们选择遵行神的话。
That when we are struggling and in prayers, that the Lord's Spirit may come to us and that we may abide by the will of God instead of struggling and heading towards the world.
你看，不但如此，我持守，我尊重，然后我顺服圣经里面的话语。
Not only should I abide by God's will in that in His word.
主耶稣基督又是他的话，他说：“神啊，父神，你从世上分别出来赐给我的人，我已经把你的名显现给他们看了。他们是你的属神的人，在基督里的人，你把他们赐给了我，他们也遵守你的话语。圣经里面的道就是话语，神的话语。”
We are also to abide and keep God's word if we are His follower. I have manifested your name to the people whom you gave me out of the world. Yours they were, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word.
爱神的话。
Love God's word.
读神的话。
Read God's word.
遵行神的话。
Obey God's word.
我若是基督是我的主，我在基督里，我是一个什么做神善工的人。
If I am a believer of Jesus, I am someone who does good works.
因为我们原本是神所做成的，以弗所书说，在基督耶稣里被创造的，为的是什么？这个新的生命的创造，就是为了要我们能够行各样的善事。这个善事就是合神心意的事。
As God said, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
了解神在我生命当中的旨意，他为我安排的，然后我要去做。
We understand God's will for my life, what He has arranged for us, and I will obey and do it.
然后呢，如果基督是我的主，我在基督里，我会坚守我的信心。
And if Lord Jesus Christ is our Lord, we will continue to follow in the faith.
我愿意持守我的信心。
I will continue in the faith.
这个讲到的信心是对主的信心啊。
This is a faith about faith in God.
是不是有希伯来书的经文？好，我们就读希伯来书的这段经文。
Let's read Hebrews 3:14.
如果我们能够把起初的信念或信心坚持到底，这个就是有份于基督的人了。
Let's read Hebrews 3:14. For we have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original confidence firm to the end.
这个不是我用意志力去坚持一个对神的这个概念的信心。
This is not something.A faith that I create out of my own perseverance.
这是因为我救恩的基础就是建立在主耶稣基督的身上。
This is because the foundation of my salvation is this faith in our Lord Jesus.
因为我的整个人生就是因为主耶稣基督，今天有一个新的方向，有一个新的身份。
It is entirely because of the Lord Jesus Christ's salvation that I have a new direction and a new life. Because he died for me on the cross. Because in love he gave me life. Because no matter what, he constantly leads me and guides me in my life. I have someone with faith, who has faith in Christ. And that's why I can continue to be faithful to him. Someone who is in Christ will know salvation is not just a ticket to heaven. Someone who is in Christ knows that salvation is not just a ticket that grants us entrance into heaven.
在基督里所得到的救恩是让我在今世的这个人生当中能够成圣。
Instead, it means that we are salvation is something that means that we are sanctified in this life.
在今世当中能够成圣，就是我的生命是越来越像基督。
That means that in my everyday life, I become more and more like Christ.
然后呢，在神的恩典之中，我的生命是不断的成长，然后成熟。
And that in God's grace, I continue to grow and mature.
在人前人后，在神的面前，我就是一个在基督里的人。
Before people and before God, I am someone who is in Christ.
基督徒啊,
Christians,
让我们的生命因为在基督里，所以是绽放出光明的。
Let our lives shine brilliantly because we are in Christ.
让你的生命，你今天活出来的这个生命的故事，是神在你生命当中所成就的故事。
Let our lives tell the story of the new life that we have received in Christ. Let people see that we are in Christ. That we are no longer slaves to sin, but we are slaves to righteousness. We are not just bound by our worldly desires and actions. Instead, what we pursue is the good and perfect will of God. Let us consistently recognize and put into practice confessing our sins.
然后知道我们只要去承认我们的罪。 只要我们去在我们的罪中悔改,
and know that as long as we confess and repent of our sins, we will receive forgiveness.
让我们能够在神所赐给我们的这个新的身份里面，让我们能够荣耀赞美。
Let us be able to glorify and celebrate the life that God has given us.
让我们不断地追求更认识耶稣。
Let us to continue to pursue knowledge of Christ.
让我们能够去尊重他的话语。
Let us be able to respect his words.
让我们在每日的生活当中都是每一步每一步的随从圣灵的运行而行。
That we may be able to walk in step with the Spirit in our everyday lives.
让我们祷告。
Let us pray.
父神，我们感谢你对我们的恩典。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
在我们仍然是罪人的时候，主耶稣基督就已经为我们的罪付上了代价。
That as we were still sinners, our Lord Jesus Christ has paid the price for our sins.
你的爱就在此向我们显明了。
And you have revealed your love to us.
今天对于那些接受主耶稣基督的救恩的人，属于你的儿女们。
For those who've accepted our Lord Jesus Christ, who are your children.
主，我们要欢呼。 We want to rejoice.
We want to rejoice.
我们要宣告我们是在基督里的人。
We want to announce that we are in Christ.
主，让我们在信心上面从渺小软弱走入到刚强成熟。
Let us, Lord, walk in faith from those who were small and weak to become strong in you, Lord.
让我们不会因为在自己当中，在罪的当中对未来产生恐惧。
Let us not be scared of our future because we live in ourselves and in the world.
让我能够因为在基督里，因为基督的所行，因为基督的为人，今天我们是靠着信心，勇敢能够大步的向前迈进。
Let us walk forward into the world bravely, Lord, because we have your faith and your salvation that bolsters us.
这是你的恩典。
This is your grace.
这是你的应许。
This is your will.
我们愿意接受。
We accept it, Lord.
我们顺服。
We obey.
感谢你。
We thank you.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray everything in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.